The Bad Spy's Guide by Pete Johnson, read by India Fisher. Chapter 1. One tatty ID card. That's all I've got left of the most incredible tale you'll ever hear. Still, you've never seen an ID card like this one before. A passport into another far more brilliant world. That's what I said when I first saw it. By the way, the ID card isn't actually mine. No, it belongs to a boy called Henry. And it all started one swelteringly hot night in June. No, stop. I'm rushing into the story far too quickly. I'm dead keen, you see. But first things first. My name is Tasha. No one, not even any of my teachers, calls me Natasha. I'm 12 years old, and I want to be a private investigator. The first time I mentioned this, everyone killed themselves laughing and thought, she'll grow out of it. But I haven't. In fact, I've even had some training. How did I manage that? Well, take a peek into my bedroom. There you'll see 8 shelves crammed with mystery stories. You won't just find the ones people in my class are reading either. No, there are dead old ones too, like James Bond and every Sherlock Holmes story ever written. But I didn't just read them. I studied them. I learned from them. You could say I've been trained by the very best. I only had one tiny problem. I didn't have any mysteries to solve. Here I was, with all this training and enthusiasm, and nothing to do. Talk about frustrating. I live in a sleepy little village called Little Farthing.